Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Katy Perry, 6:08. And it's just, it's everyone but Sarah today. We are live, but she's gone to a wedding in Boston. Mm-hmm. And the party's already on. If you check her Instagram, she's Instagramming drinks last time I checked. So that's good. She loves it. I mean, you know, she loves her home, and I think she'll have some good fun. Oh, I lost it.
I'll have to go to it. You said it's on Instagram?
It's on Instagram.
Clark.
I had it up. Whatever. Who cares? Okay, so we're going to do news, sports, all the stuff. Right now, though, we're going to do celebrity trash.
Yeah, this portion of the program is brought to you by the Ticket Clinic. Make sure and listen up this weekend. California's Great America Haunt Weekend begins, and it's the very best of the year. We have your tickets every hour, 12:05 to 4:05. Again, that's this weekend, Caller 9's Halloween. They can plan an absolutely perfect fit with California Great America. Got a traffic ticket? Call the lawyers at the traffic clinic. As little as $99, an experienced lawyer will go to court for you. Call the ticket clinic today, 800-805-2000. Attorney Mike Bay. Kooman?
All right. So we started talking about football this morning, and I'm sure we're going to talk about football.
Niners lost, everyone.
we're gonna talk about football again later in the show, but Tom Brady.
Yes.
Many consider him the greatest of all time.
No, he's not. It's Joe Montana, but I mean, some people on the other side of our United States might think so, but it's Joe Montana.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. Uh-huh. Well, he has a new book coming out, and he addresses something that you're very familiar with, Vinny. It has to do with the sun and sunscreen and being sunburned.
Oh, okay. What does he have to say?
So he starts off, it's for his new book, and he's trying to, like, you know, the story says he's trying to be the Gwyneth Paltrow of athletes. He's given
That is so not a good comparison. That is a joke. Goop, please.
He shouldn't want that.
So he's going to give you workout tips, recipes, wellness tips, but there's a whole section on water, which includes passages where Tom implies that you can prevent sunburns just by drinking water. And he says, when I was growing up playing outside in the sun, I got sunburned a lot. I was a fair-skinned Irish boy. These days, even if I get an adequate amount of sun, I won't get a sunburn, which I credit to the amount of water I drink. I always stay hydrated afterwards, too, so it doesn't allow my skin to peel. So you're probably wondering, how much water does Tom drink?
Oh, I can't imagine that he's doing, what is he doing, like 2 gallons a day?
Tom drinks 2.5 gallons of water every day.
Oh my God, what? That means he has to go to the bathroom all day.
So that's roughly 40 glasses of water.
Even here, I try to get my water in, but as you well know, you can't. A break doesn't go by that you won't see me in the bathroom. There's too much drinking.
Sure.
So roughly, that's, like I said, that's 40 glasses of water a day. And if you sleep 8 hours a night, that means you'd have to drink a full glass every 20 minutes.
Isn't there such a thing as drinking too much water?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, remember that lady that died at that radio contest?
Yeah, absolutely. And I used to work at that station.
You did?
Yeah, not at that time. I'd left there about 6 months before that bit occurred. It was Wii for the Wii.
Yeah.
When Wii first came out, the gaming unit. And yeah.
Imagine that. You die.
Someone forgot to give them release forms. And you know, that's all. We do stuff. There's release forms for everything. But unfortunately, that person that had that job forgot.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so here's the thing about Tom Brady. He is performing at a very high level late in his career.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh,
a lot
40,
of people
right?
do. Yeah, he's 40. So a lot of people do credit his diet and a lot of the things he does to stay prepared, I can see why people would read this. It's weird. I know that Kelly Slater, who's considered the best surfer of all time, the 11-time world champ, he often says kooky things about sunscreens or not using sunscreens. And it's a pretty controversial thought to not put it on your kid, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to just give my kid more water.
You're not going to give her 2.5 gallons?
No, I'm not. I'm going to put sunscreen on her and try and do my best to protect her from the sun.
So in his new book, he breaks down all the different types of water. And this is very apropos because you're getting a reverse osmosis filter for $2,000 put into your house.
Why do I talk to you people?
So
Jesus.
Tom really breaks it down. He's talking about tap, distilled, filtered, spring, mineral, carbonated, and purified. And all of this is because Tom wants you to try his TB12 electrolyte drops in your drink.
His number's 12.
Okay.
So it's Tom Brady 12.
Electrolyte drops.
So it's a little bottle and they just drop, you drop them in.
Into the whatever.
Whatever you're drinking?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it's not.
Are they flavored?
You know, I didn't get into, it doesn't say in the story.
Have you ever used those Noon pills?
No.
N-U-U-N, I think they're called. I'm probably saying it wrong. But it can't be the same. So it's a pill.
Uh-huh.
You put it in your like your water bottle that you're going to bring on your bike ride, and then you fill it with water, and the thing evaporates, but it puts a little flavor in there,
mm-hmm.
which I can't imagine you want the residue and that happening all for 2.5 gallons a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I just found his website, tb12store.com. Shame. And there you can find out about these drops.
Well, Hooman,
yes.
More than anyone I know, you are on any fad that comes through. Whether
yes.
like the you had got a black tongue from one of them.
Thank you.
You were doing the I don't know what that took to prep time for the enemas, but
the coffee
enemas. You were doing that in the morning before work. God, what were you getting up at like 2 a.m. to make sure that got done? You're working the kombucha.
And all that, like all the drinks he has.
Right.
I got
three drinks today.
Right. Three today.
But he gets up early. Usually there's like five or six. But he gets up early to do all these teas and the coffees. And
now, and on top of always being on the cutting edge of diet.
Yes.
You also used to be Tom Brady's boy.
Yeah.
You used to tape his ankles. You know him from way back in the high school days. So will you try the Tom Brady technique, which is 2.5 gallons of water with the TB12 drops?
I don't think I can drink 40 glasses of water a day. I mean, that...
You could do it.
That just seems like so much. I mean, I it wouldn't even be enjoyable. I want to be a little bit thirsty when I drink. Don't you?
Yeah, and quench the thirst.
Well, yeah, I don't... My main reason for not doing that is I don't want to pee all that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be in the bathroom all day.
Right.
As I'm looking up these drops that he's doing, thank you. It says it turns any liquid into hydrating sports-enriched drink with 72 trace minerals extracted from the sea.
Did Giselle get him into this?
I don't. This sound. It's $15. I might try this. I might order this.
925 says drinking that much water would cause a significant electrolyte imbalance. Sunscreen is a must, especially these days.
Yeah, I won't take his word for the sunscreen thing. And like I said, I've heard it from other people that there are ways to avoid using sunscreen, and that sunscreens can have negative effects not only on your skin but on the environment, especially if you're out in the ocean. They say some of the stuff that's in sunscreens is destroying the reefs out there, and you know, plant life, whatever. And yet, I don't have any other way to protect myself from getting burned.
Yeah.
And that just, I don't buy it. And I have to go to the dermatologist every year as it is to be screened. And I've had things cut off me.
Yeah.
Because I've spent a lot of time in the sun.
Well,
now,
your entire life, really.
Yeah. And now, you know what's funny? I just noticed it the other day. So I normally, I'd say 99% of the time I go surfing, now I'm wearing a full wetsuit. So it's my neck to my arms, mm-hmm. down my arms and down my to my ankles. But my hands show. And if you see me, I mean, I'm kind of tattooed, so you can't really see the tan line, but my hands are super dark. I'm getting those old
spots?
Lady liver spots
oh, no.
on my hand. Let me show these to you.
His old lady hands.
I actually have
old lady hands.
Liver spots Let's see. On my hands.
Oh, yeah, you
up.
Do.
See that? Mm-hmm. I just noticed them for the first time, so I have to start sunscreening my hands.
Old lady liver spots. I'm going to look that up.
Hey, John started getting a little bit of those, too. My husband started getting a little bit of those, too.
Yeah, I don't... So, it's not something I've ever really noticed, but I know that my mom had them and had them lasered off.
Oh, really?
Oh, she was so bummed about it. Mm. And she...
We all have something.
You could be a perfect candidate for Tom Brady's
No. Drops. I'm going to just start putting sunscreen on my hands going forward from now.
510 Vinny says, you said it right. Noon?
Noon.
Noon. Great for running in the heat, not for all day though, especially when you aren't exercising hard.
Yeah, that's I've used that the water drops, and they are great. They do work. And recently I was riding on one of those heat wave days, and thank God for electrolyte water additives, but yeah. I don't know, Tom.
Well, I just want to end the story by saying this and so much more is available from Tom Brady's new book. It's coming out for $29. I think Amazon has it for under $20.
No, thanks.
You're welcome.
Speaking of the heat and the ocean, Vinny, they're filming at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk for Transformers. It started Wednesday. And
I'm going tonight.
Oh, you are?
We are going
so
tonight.
So it's continuing for the next few days.
There's
and it looks
Transformers.
Like, yeah, they're calling it, let's see, they started filming Wednesday, Transformers prequel called Bumblebee.
Oh,
and it says Paramount Pictures is taking over Santa Cruz's beachfront amusement park for the next few days. About 200 people are on hand to appear as extras. And it looks like human actress and singer Hailee Steinfeld is playing the film's lead character, Charlie Watson.
Oh, my God. John Cena, one of our greatest actors, is in it.
I love John Cena.
You do?
I do. He takes himself way too seriously, but I enjoy him. I think he's a really smart businessman.
Well, you know what happens? They make when someone makes a ton of dough, they tend to take themselves seriously. Like, look, whatever I've done has generated this kind of business.
True.
Kind of a big deal.
He's kind of a big deal, and he's going to be – he's, like, trying to be the next – Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I don't see it, but that's cool.
He's coming up.
So we never go there. That's during the summer. That place, the boardwalk,
sure,
is so
packed.
You don't want to go anywhere near it. But now that summer just ended, we were going to go tonight with our neighbors, the McCutcheons. They've got little kids, and we were going to all go. So is it closed?
So they're still looking. No, he says the article says the locals are lined up, but they're still looking for people for crowd scenes. For background visuals.
Oh, this is my break.
Yeah, you can get out there.
This is my big
and
break.
And the movie is set in the 80s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can look out
Bumblebee
for that.
Bumblebee in the original cartoon was a Volkswagen bug, and he was yellow.
Do you like him?
Well,
Do you like the Transformers?
I do. I was a huge Transformers fan growing up. He was in every episode, but he was never very significant. And, you know, now that they turned him into a Mustang for the films, a yellow Mustang, he was more prominent. I didn't see the last one, but it looked like Optimus Prime kills Bumblebee.
Why did you skip the last one?
I just couldn't. I just couldn't take it anymore.
What couldn't you take?
It was just when there's only action and there's zero substance, a movie ends up sucking.
Oh.
Like, there has to be a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And does Fast and Furious balance it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my God. Fast and Furious has so much substance.
They know how to do it. Like, that's the blueprint for how you do an action movie, Fast and Furious.
Listen, Charlize Theron is one of our greatest actresses, Academy Award winner.
National treasure.
She was the bad guy in the last one. If Charlize is signing up for it, it's bound to be pretty good. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Do I have enough time for this story?
Yeah, sure. Well, you have a little bit audio with it, right?
I do, yes.
Okay, do that one, and then I have a real quick one, and then we'll wrap up this break.
So, Vinny, I'm sure you're familiar with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
So, recently, President Trump...
Well, hold on, let me answer.
Yes.
North Korea's leader.
Yes.
All right.
Recently...
Yes! What do I win?
President Trump gave Kim Jong-un a new nickname. So,
I can't believe we're all going to go there for the Olympics next summer.
I know.
Winter. Is it winter? It's winter.
Winter, right.
I can't believe the whole world's going to be at that guy's doorstep. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
You're right. It is the doorstep. So, Kim Jong-un, you know, obviously heard his nickname, Rocket Man.
Is this
so stupid?
2 days in a row, this song
it is
comes
two
out?
Days in a row, yeah. And we played it twice yesterday because the first time was the wrong time.
Right.
Yeah. If we're going to talk about Elton John, we might as well
this
use Rocket Man.
This is the new Brandy, huh?
It's very apropos.
I like it. Let's keep this thing in the rotation.
So Kim Jong-un responded yesterday to President Trump with a nickname for Trump. He said, quote,
You don't have actual audio of this?
I don't.
Oh,
no.
That's too bad.
Did he tweet it? How did we find this out?
No, he spoke it. He said, okay. He says, I will surely and definitely tame the mentally deranged U.S. dotard with fire.
What does that mean?
He called him a dotard. And dotard is actually pronounced doturd. It's a word.
It is?
Yeah, it means a person, especially an old person, Trump is old, exhibiting a decline in mental faculties, a weak-minded or foolish old person. So Rocket Man is now calling our president dotard.
It's true.
Oh, boy.
Dotard, old person, especially one who's become weak or senile. It's true.
Okay.
So this is supposed to be a burn.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is going to piss off our president.
It's disturbing that we find ourselves in a your mom contest with North Korea's leader. It's
right.
Really bad news that we're...
It's frightening, really.
Yes, it's going to be Rocket Man versus dotard.
This weekend, if you're a fan of Oprah and you're a fan of 60 Minutes, you're in for a treat. She is starting to appear on 60 Minutes as a correspondent. Oprah.
So she's going to do a piece.
Yeah, but she's going to continue to be doing it. But she's doing a piece this weekend, but they're going to have her on a semi-regular basis.
She'll be one
basis.
Of their reporters. Mm-hmm. You know what? That show is still excellent. So I don't doubt that she'll do good stuff for them.
Yeah, and it actually coincides with the show's 50th season premiere. And they're going to have sort of a retrospective throughout the year, just highlighting things from the show over the past 50 years. So that should be good. Oprah on 60 Minutes beginning this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so that's Celebrity Trash. We'll do news, but we're going to play some songs right after these. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Niall Horan. That's the guy. He's got a Flickr World Tour 2018 coming to Shoreline Amphitheater. 2018, everyone. Coming to Shoreline on Saturday, August 4th, and you can win tickets by listening to Jane this afternoon at 4:05 and 6:05.
That's right, Vinny.
That's the one. The Flickr World Tour is the someone wrote in and said, you guys tried to Ron Burgundy me.
No.
Go bleep yourself, San Diego. Because Flickr looks like the F word, because the L and the I are jammed together. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So you can win tickets with Jane this afternoon.
This portion of the program is brought to you by Amazon. And coming up next week, it's what everyone always wants. And we're talking about tickets to Disneyland. The best prize ever, all day long, color 97. 9, noon, 3, and 5 instantly wins 4 tickets to Disneyland. Again, that is all next week. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. It's 6:42, Friday morning. Sarah's out. She's in Boston for that for her niece's wedding, and we'll be back full team on Tuesday. Until then, you got us live right now.
Sorry about that.
That's just the way it goes. So here's what's happening. Where to begin? I guess I'll start with the snow that fell in Tahoe. We reported earlier in the week that there was snow coming, and it didn't seem to make sense, but it did fall. In fact, if you follow our boy Johnny Mosley on Instagram, he posted the picture. He's all stoked. Here
I
we go.
I saw that.
He writes, he's at Johnny Mosley, and he spells it with two N's, no H. But yeah, they got coverage. It's a winter wonderland already, and that was yesterday. Just happened to be the last day of summer, I guess.
Right. Today is the first day of autumn.
Fall, yeah, fall. Whatever you call it. So,
and there was a big accident, right?
I've got that right here. Yeah, the snow led to a chain reaction pileup on westbound I-80. One motorist died when his car rammed into a tree. It shut down the road for more than 3 hours, and the backup was over 20 miles long.
Oh, my goodness.
20 miles, everybody.
20 miles.
On September... Hold, please. 21st. Wow. I hope that continues. That'd be great if we... not the crashing and the death, but the snow would be really great. They've had some bad seasons up there.
Great to have fun and great for those folks to make some money.
You might see, I actually don't think you will, but you might see people lined up on the street this morning and wonder to yourself, what the heck? And it's the new iPhone.
Oh.
Could be. I don't think, because there's two new iPhones. There's the iPhone 8 and the new iPhone 10. The 10's the one with all the new stuff, the face recognition and the new wonderful screen and whatever other technology they crammed in there. The iPhone 8 is just a bump up from the one you've got now, which would be the 7. That's the one that goes on sale today. And I don't know if people will line up for it or not, but today's the day.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to sit with the phone I've got because you may have heard from the story I told you earlier.
That you're broke?
I have to get reverse osmosis machines or something, whatever that thing does. So I'm not getting a new phone anytime soon.
I hate getting new phones. I always want to stick with what I got, and John always makes me go.
I like the new phones. I love the gadgets. I really do, but I'm just going to have to not. At least until the 10 comes out. And then maybe.
You enjoying the new update?
I am. Are you?
Yeah. It's
you did it?
Cool. Uh-huh.
Did you do it yet?
I haven't done it. Rin was trying to get me to do it yesterday. I'm like, nah, I'm going to wait for John to get home and he could do it for me.
It looks really good. I think it there's some improvements. I didn't notice anything
huge. I noticed it's been asking me to put it on the driving mode thing.
I got that. It's gone now.
Okay.
So it did that like two or three times and then it stopped doing it.
Yeah, me too.
But driving mode will turn your phone, I guess, mute it.
Yeah. I'm assuming it has an auto response too for your text.
Whatever. I don't need to. I didn't. I told it to stop asking me that.
It obeyed you.
Stop it. Please stop it. Okay. So snow in Tahoe.
Yeah.
Next thing on the list. Last night, the Niners, although they lost, they had a pretty good game. I mean, you can't really celebrate that. We did lose, but 41-39, it was pretty exciting. And I didn't realize this because I guess I just don't have time to follow football the way I used to, but that kid for the Rams, their quarterback, Goff. I want to say his first name's Jared, but maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, Goff is a Novato boy.
Oh, he's from here.
Yeah, he's from the North Bay.
Yeah, Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. Oh, I got it right. All right. So anyway, I mean, he plays for the other team, but I thought, oh, that's neat. Look at that guy getting to play. He probably grew up a huge Niners fan.
Right.
Wasn't he the number one draft pick?
I think he was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, and so all the reports are saying he's finally playing like a number one draft pick.
Yeah, well, they look good. Our defense didn't. I mean, they racked up 41 points on us, and there were some big plays. I was doing two things at once, so I didn't focus on the game much at all, But I kept seeing big, you know, as soon as it got noisy, I'd look up and see, you know, our team was getting some good bombs down the field, and there were some good running breakaways. So, anyway.
And then, what was I seeing? When are the Raiders playing?
Oh, you know what? I do have...
Raiders Redskins?
I do have... First of all, let me just report that USC is going to be in town to take on Cal tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
And UCLA will be in town to take on Stanford. So if you find yourself weirdly in traffic on a Saturday, it's because there's a couple local games.
Mm-hmm.
And let me check for the Raiders on Sunday, because I have that right in front of me.
Are they
the Monday night game?
There it is.
They're the night game. So yeah, they're going to be at 5:30. That's the big sort of Sunday night game.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. That's the one I definitely will get to watch. You know, she's just sort of park it for the night.
Right.
Getting ready for
week
Monday.
To begin. Yeah.
So cool. So Raiders are the evening game on Sunday. There's your football report, everyone. I don't know if we need to report that Puerto Rico is screwed. And I don't mean to make light of that. It's they have no power, mm-hmm. no internet. I don't know, and it could be a long time. They're talking about
months.
The storm destroyed their infrastructure mm-hmm. in terms of ever getting it turned or quickly getting it turned mm-hmm. back on.
I have a friend that lives in Puerto Rico, and I spoke with her about 2 weeks ago. When it was first, what was after Irma?
Jose.
Jose.
And now
so
we're
I kinda
we've
spoke
got
with
Maria.
So I spoke with her in between, and she was cool. But now, ever since the other day, I can't get a hold of her. So
yeah,
I don't
it's
know
out.
Anything.
In fact, I was noticing people on Facebook were posting ways that people can check mm-hmm. on friends and family there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do have friends and family that you haven't been able to get in touch with, Facebook might be the tool.
Right. Or, yeah, people check in. Hey, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Facebook.
Well, that's pretty neat.
It is neat.
And here's another
thing. A lot of
bad
things about Facebook, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, I do think, though, that if people would just pull off, they would not suffer the same issues they do with Facebook. Like, just turn it off.
Like depression?
Yeah, I mean, or the one I really love is, I just can't sleep. Well, start by turning your computer off. Start there. Because, you know, I mean, that's not the way to get to sleep.
Yeah. I know, you've said that to me before.
Durr.
Well, I just sit there and I get bored sometimes.
Oh, you do that?
I haven't done it in a while, but sure. Sometimes I've been like, oh, I can't go to sleep. Oh, let me pick up my phone and read. And oh, let's go to that site. Da-da-da-da-da. Jump around and there I am, still awake.
Time for work.
Exactly. Oh, my eyes are so tired. I've been reading for 3 hours.
And you read your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Not your laptop.
Right.
That's so weird. I want to say it's a girl thing, but I'm only around girls, so I can't really say that, dude. But I use a laptop. I do not use my phone.
Anita's always on her phone, too.
Huh.
She locks the screen, so when she's laying down, you can lay
it
down.
It won't move.
Yeah. Oh!
So it pisses me off, because every time I try to look at the picture, I turn it. And I'm like, why is it not? So I have to swipe up and unlock it so that it can turn. You know?
I didn't know you could do that, because that's how I get my neck. Like, I'll come to work, and my neck is messed up. Because I've been reading like that, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can lock your screen so you can lay sideways
right.
and still read it properly.
Good
so
to know.
Dumb.
Look at that. Thanks, Anita.
She's got a laptop right there. Just pick that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, my missus does the same thing with the phone. She will just sit on it, even on the couch when the laptop's handy, just stays on the phone. Why use that little thing? Whatever. Okay. I was going to do a different story, but it's going to go too long. So let me do a few texts.
Okay.
We have plenty of time to get to a lot of news, sports, and celebrity trash will be coming up first thing in the next hour.
Read that bottom text over there from Shawnee.
415 says, I taught Jared Goff in 7th grade. He was in my leadership class. Is that Shawnee Wani?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Shawnee is a teacher by trade.
I didn't know that.
He does other things, but yeah, he's... You know, a teacher, he subs a lot.
Yeah, local kid. That's really cool.
Whoa.
So watching the game last night, they said that a couple times, that he's a Novato boy. And I bet he grew up loving the Niners. And
650 says Goff was a quarterback at Cal. And his number is 16 because he's a big Montana fan.
Mm. Of course he is, because Montana was the best quarterback of all times.
He was born in 94. I wouldn't imagine he actually was able to watch those games live.
No, Montana's reign was the 80s.
I wonder if Shawnee and is still in touch with Jared. Think they're still hanging out?
I'm going to guess not, that you don't really stay in touch via email or text with your students.
Hmm.
But who knows? 415, hey, Vinny, the Winter Olympics are in South Korea, not North. Right. That's the doorstep of North Korea. It's right there. They're next to each other.
Yeah.
We're going to be, the whole world is going to be, I just feel like he's already trying to get the world's attention with his missile tests. What's going to happen when everyone's right there? That's very scary. Tell Vinny there's a triathlon Sunday at on the Santa Cruz Boardwalk, too. Mm. So they're filming
Transformers prequel
at the boardwalk.
Uh-huh.
Neat. Hooman, he wasn't a Mustang. He's a Camaro.
Yeah. Sorry. I got him mixed up.
A lot of people texted in that.
God. People are hardcore about their stuff.
Yeah.
Does someone sit in Sarah's chair when she's gone? Ask 707. Yes, Bryn is in the chair. He's working the buttons today. And everyone steps up just a little bit more when Sarah's out. TB12 equals holy water in Boston? Probably. The TB12 is in Tom Brady's book.
Yeah.
All right, there's some text for you. So coming up, we'll do Celebrity Trash, a few songs right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.